Thank you. Right. Try to resist, still I swear she must believe it's all hell to say. Hey boy, you better bring a check around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Talk like that. Give that big idea. Nothing you can't handle, nothing you ain't got. Put your money on the table, drive it off the lot. Turn on that old love light, turn a baby to a yes. Same old schoolboy game got you into this mess. Hey, son, better get on back to town. Face the sad old truth, the dirty law down. Put those ideas in your head. Have a Jones for this, Jones for that. This running with the Joneses, boy, just ain't where it's at. You're gonna come back around to the sad, sad truth, the dirty law down. Got you thinking like that, boy. Thank you.
Thank you. Space here on WNYU 89.1 FM New York, here with your host Tim Sweeney. And for the past hour, you've been listening to Paul Mudd Murphy, who wasn't feeling so well tonight, but came through. No, you made it, right?
Yeah.
No passing out yet.
I'm back.
So, Paul, what's happening with your label, Claremont 56? What's coming out? I mean, do you have like a release schedule for 2011 or?
Yeah, I try not to, but there's just so much piling up. I think it's going to be quite a big year for albums for me. There's a talent duo called Almania. Got their album coming up.
Which is the first track you played tonight.
That's right, yeah. Okay. I think Felix played his remix of it when he did your show.
Okay.
Yeah. And a New York all-girl band called Dog Eat Dog that were around in the 80s. And they used to play with ESG and Liquid.
So
it's all original material recorded at the Mug Club. And and Keith Herring artwork is pretty cool.
How did you get hooked up with that?
Sal sent it to me.
Really?
Yeah, this music's been sitting here for 30 years nearly. So.
Sal just has us sitting like
this. I know. How mad's that?
What?
And he said the other night, he goes, yeah, I've got loads more of the stuff to send you. So, yeah, hopefully some more interesting.
And the Keith Herring artwork is just...
Yeah, he did the poster for an ESG Liquid Dog Eat Dog gig. and I've spoken to the foundation. They're going to let me use it, and it's all pretty cool. Actually, there's some great photos in there.
And did you speak to the ladies from Dog Eat Dog?
Sadly, not. One of them's in New Orleans. The other one was stuck in the snow. So we were supposed to all hook up today, but it just didn't happen. So hopefully next time. And what else? There's the Bison album that I'm working on with Ben Smith from Smith & Mudd and Holger Shukai. Mudd & Pollard album, and there's another album I think somewhere. But also Leng, I've got a few bits on Leng, the other label I run with my friend Simon Pennell.
Okay. What's coming out on Leng?
Leng, we've got an album by a band called Mountaineer. We've got Egypt Boys remixes of that, and we're trying to find someone else to remix the other side. And the next one actually is a Tiago release with a Mudd mix.
Okay.
So yeah, quite a busy year planned.
Yeah, that's a lot of stuff. And how is it working with Holger? You say his last name.
Yeah,
right?
Shukai. It's pretty crazy. I think they're kind of, he's getting to trust each other in a way. He's getting to trust me actually now. And he's invited us to go out to the Cannes studio next year. So I think that's
really
gonna be, yeah, pretty crazy.
Where is the Cannes studio?
Cologne.
Okay.
So yeah, that's gonna be quite an experience, I think.
So working with him though, are you guys just trading files or?
Yeah, okay. Pretty much. We'll do like a backing track, send it over, and he'll work all night normally and send it straight back. And
really, he just works all night.
Yeah, he's just complete. I mean, he's up till 7. He's emailing me at 7 in the morning, 8 in the morning, and then, yeah, every night pretty much. Not bad for a 72-year-old.
Oh my god! Wow.
I know. Crazy.
That's going to be so amazing to go to Cannes studio though. That's kind of,
yeah, that's a proper privilege. I mean, I don't think many people get invited there, and I think it's, you know, I'm quite nervous about it, but you know,
they have to turn that into a museum, so you know, yeah. I want to go take a tour, you know.
Yeah, I've seen some photos of it. It's absolutely beautiful. Pretty cool.
Well, Paul, thank you for coming down,
and thanks for inviting me.
And sounds like it's going to be a big year for Claremont 56.
Yep.
For you. So hope you come back again soon to New York. You got, you know, nice time this time. So.
Yep. Thanks, mate.
So now we still have another hour and a half left, which I'll take over, play a couple of things, and we'll end at 1 a.m. But again, thanks to Paul Mudd Murphy from Claremont 56 here on Beats in Space, WNYU 89.1 FM, New York.